with Jeff Hathorn, sports director. There were coaches aplenty talking today for the Steelers, were there not, Jeff? I mean, there was a bevy, a plethora of coaches chatting today with you guys.
I mean, I might use the term this time of year, cornucopia.
Really?
Of coaches.
Wow, very seasonal, Jeff. Thank you. That's very impressive.
Yes. I'm all about the seasons. Yeah, it was cool. I mean, it's for us, we wish we got more access. And we wish there were times, especially after when it makes sense with a certain position group, that we had opportunities to talk. But we'll take what we can get. And there were some interesting things about different position groups. So it was cool.
What was the most interesting thing that you heard from all of those chats today?
There were a lot. I mean, let's put it this way. If Zach Azzani could have a radio show, that would be an incredible listen. Because he is honest. He's funny. And he's like, he kind of anticipates what questions were coming, but he'll have a funny, remark about what outside noise? What are you guys talking about at the receiver room? Or that receivers, it's like you walk in every day to a receiver room, it's like a bag of Skittles. You don't know what you're going to get because all of them want the football. You know, he said how George has handled it well, so that was kind of interesting, and how it helps to have a Russell Wilson with George, because now you've got a 35-year-old quarterback who knows how to massage that a little bit in practice, to pull him aside, to maybe run him a couple more reps in practice to make him feel better. Like, things like that that are helping, that you may not think about, that are helping with him. Or it's Tom Marth, the quarterback's coach, said, Justin Fields was hurt. It's been tough for him, but that he has handled it and says he will do whatever he needs to do. But we haven't had a chance to talk to Justin, so you kind of assume those emotions. But that was interesting, and a bunch of other stuff. Pat Meyer, the offensive line coach, saying that Broderick Jones needs to be on his details. Like, he's not focused every play, and he needs to be. And that's what's kind of holding him back. So those are some of the things we got today.
Yeah, I thought, and we're going to hear some of that in a Coach's Corner segment, Jeff. Thanks to all of your hard work coming up in about 10 minutes. People are going to hear some of those very clips. I wanted to ask you this about their secondary. What do you expect to happen to Beanie Bishop now that Cam Sutton is going to be available to them for the back half of this schedule?
He's going to still get some time, but, I mean, they brought Cam Sutton in for a reason. And maybe to the Justin Fields extent, while they like what Beanie has done, and obviously he's had 3 interceptions in 2 games. But I think it's going to be kind of like with Justin. Well, wait, you were 4-2. And Tomlin said, we still got to keep our foot on the gas. We think we can get better. I think a similar thing is going to happen with Beanie. Not that he's going to be forgotten. And maybe that first week it's going to be more of Cam Sutton having to work his way in. But, I mean, they brought Sutton in with his experience to play that position. And he eventually, assuming all are healthy, he's going to get more snaps than Beanie.
It's going to be a funny time to have done that, because there will be 3 picks in 2 games for Beanie Bishop. I mean, the first one against Rodgers, like a true game-changing situation.
Film study. I mean, that's exactly why you do all that work on a tablet or in a film room, is for a tendency. And he read that tendency at the correct moment. But I don't think it's dissimilar. Justin Fields, they were coming off over 30 points. And why would you make a change? And they've been better. And they think they'll be better defensively with Cam Sutton.
Jeff, anything else I haven't asked you yet that you feel is very relevant right now? I'll throw that question at you early, because I have a couple more for you after it.
I mean, Dante Jackson talking about Deontay Johnson coming was kind of interesting. And he said, get a chance to face him twice. He's looking forward to that matchup. You could tell he probably was holding back some of what he was thinking about getting a chance to face the guy he was traded for a couple of times. Nick Herbig says he expects to play again this year. Doesn't know exactly when, but he's optimistic that way. So those are just a couple of other things. I mean, you could go into Najee Harris and how important it's been for him to have a quick start, and what that's led to why we've seen longer runs, because he's happy. As Eddie Faulkner says, he's just happy. Now, all of it starts up front, and all of that is true. If the holes aren't there and the blocking isn't there on the outside, he's not able to spring. But there's, you know, Eddie's just like, man, the guy is happy. And you can see it. And here's one other little tidbit from Faulkner. Ryan Shazier is kind of his assistant right now. He's working with the running backs. And he said they've really been helped by his little tidbits about how a linebacker would approach coming at a running back and having somebody from the other side kind of give them some knowledge about what those linebackers are thinking. He thinks has been part of this whole, you know, resurgence or early start for the run game.
Jeff, is the Danny Smith stock, has it ever been higher since he has been on this coaching staff?
No. Nope. I would say the love has been the same. It's been a story now because we've asked about it. It's become a lot more public because they've had success. These guys have always loved him. Like, his energy, his enthusiasm, his no-nonsense. And I think where he won a lot of the guys over, too, was this offseason. I mean, he's 70. He could have just said, man, all these new changes, that's crap. I'm out. But instead, he was one of the guys that was leading the charge, and other special teams coaches were coming to him about how he was, you know, he attacked it full on. And I think they have a lot of respect for how he does it. But, yeah, I mean, the guy, I mean, good for him. I mean, he doesn't ever want to do anything else. He doesn't have any other hobbies. And we were talking to him last year, and he's like, I don't know what I would do. Like, this is my life. And he's living a good life right now.
Top Halloween candy for Jeff Hathorn.
Take five.
Yes, Jeff. Great choice.
I mean, that is maybe the most underrated candy. You get chocolate, pretzel, little nougat is peanut butter in there. And what's not to like about the Take Five? And what I love about it is I put them in the bowl. Everybody goes for the Reese's and Snickers. And then after it's all over, there they all sit, just waiting for me. Unless a parent comes, then I give a different bowl out because the parents will go for the Take Five too.
Oh, so you're saying this is parental savvy when it comes to Take Five?
That's what we call maturing.
So. Yes. It's taking that candy you had as a kid and then combining it into one delicious candy bar.